This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue in Daf HaShavua. We are up to, this evening, we're up to Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara just said that what is the Makar that Asei Doichaloi Sasei? We learn that from the juxtaposition of Loisilbas Shatnes and Gedilim Ta'asa Lecha. So, from there we learn out, even though you're not aware of shatness, nevertheless, you still have to make tzitzis, gedilim tasalacha. You have to make tzitzis despite the fact that there's a lav of shatness. Now, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who does not darshan smuchin, b'chalat Torah kula, however, in Mishnah Torah, he does darshan smuchim. And the Gemara says, why in Mishnah Torah does he darshan smuchim? The Gemara says, either because it's muchach or it's mufna. Either it's evident, it's clear, or because there's something extra. And the Gemara gave an example that Rabbi Yehuda learns that Lo Yigale Kenaf Aviv is referring to Anusas Aviv based on its juxtaposition to the subject of Oines. And the Gemara explained that that smichus is either muchach, because otherwise it should, if it was referring to what is called your father Shemeres Yavam, then it should have been in the Parsha of Arayas, or it's extra, because otherwise, because we already know this woman is Aser anyway. So now we're going back to Gedilim Ta'aselecha, and the Gemara is going to explain why would Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim by Gedilim Ta'aselecha, is it muchach and mufna? So the Gemara says, on Dalet Amud Beis, v'gabei tzitzis nami, and by tzitzis also, ibo yiseima mishum de muchach. You could say either it's evident, v'ibo yiseima mishum de mufna, or you could say that it is extra. Ibo yiseima mishum de muchach. If you want, you could say that it's evident. Why is it evident that tzitzis is doiche klayim? De'im kein lichtave rachmana gabei parshas tzitzis. Because otherwise, let the Torah write it by the parsha of tzitzis. Lamai hilchasa kasvei hacha. Why did the Torah write it here? In other words, it already says in parshas Bamidbar the mitzvah of tzitzis. Where in Bamidbar does it say tzitzis? That's pasha. We say it every day in davening. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe lemar tzavus. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe lemar daber el bnei Yisrael imarat aleihem. So that's in Bamidbar. So if the Torah just wanted to say the mitzvah tzitzis, it should have wrote it in Sefer Bamidbar. Why does it say it in Devarim? To be masmichet to the lav of shatness, that even though there's an isser of shatness, still there is a mitzvah of tzitzis. Right, okay. Dr. Stephen, how you doing? Okay, or you could say, v'voiseima. And if you want, you could say, Mishum de Mufna, there is something extra here. Michti, what's extra? Ksiv ubeged kalayim shatnez loyala olecha. It already says in Tazria, excuse me, it says in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Kedoshim, Es chukosai tishmoiru, behem techoloi sabriya kalayim sod choloi sizra kalayim. Uveged kalayim shatnez loyala olecha. So it already says in Esr Shatnez. Loisilba shanis lamali. Why does it have to say again loisilba shanis in Devarim? We already know there's a lav of shanis. Shma minolaf nuye. So therefore, it comes to teach me that good. I'm glad you're doing well. So therefore, the Torah says that says it again to juxtapose it to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That even though there's an isra of shanis, still ase doiche loisase. Okay. Now. Says the Gemara, so either the smichus is a muchach, because what's it doing over here, it already said the mitzvah of tzitzis, or it's mufne, the lav of shanis had already been taught. Says the Gemara, it's not mufne, hani mitzrich tzrichi, we need both lavim of shanis. The lav of ubeged kalayim shanis loyala alecha in kedoshim, as well as loy silbash shanis in kiseitze. Why di kaz rachman loyala alecha? If the Torah would have just wrote, it should not go up upon you. Hava amina, I would have thought kol derech ha'ala amar rachmana, that you cannot put Shatnas on top of you in any situation. Even Derech Halal. Let's say you're a salesman. Do you remember the book, But No Caps? Remember that book? No, it's before your time. But salesmen used to wear, in that book they were wearing a lot of caps. But this, if you're a salesman, you want to display your wares, you could be wearing, 10 coats. This coat is this brand, this kind of kapota, that kind of rekel, and you're not wearing it for any kind of hana. You have no kavana at all to be malbishit. You're just trying to display it. So if it would have said, now, is somebody allowed to wear shatnas if he's not intending to wear it, he just wants to display it? So actually, you are allowed to wear it if you're not getting any hana. But what if I am getting hana, but I'm not mechavein to wear it, I'm just trying to sell it? I would have thought it's aser. Hava amino kol derech hala aser rachmana. Vafilu moichwe ksus. Even if you're selling garments. Kos of rachmana, therefore the merciful one wrote, lo silba shanis. Don't wear shanis. Dumya de levisha. It's aser when it's like wearing the ispe hana when there's hana. But moichwe ksus, Rashi says, she'ein miskavnim lahana aschimam. Someone who is a salesman is not intending for the hana of the warmth of it. They just want to show their wares. So I would have thought if you're enoy mechavein to wear it, it's aser, kamash malan. No, only levisha is aser, not hala. Now the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the page asks, wait a second, this Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'eino miskavein is aser. So how could you say merely draping a cloth over you according to Rabbi Yehuda is mutter? Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's taka aser because it's a davar she'eino miskavein. So some Rishonim answer, no, even Rabbi Yehuda who says davar she'eino miskavein is aser, that's only when you're not mechavein to get hana, but you are getting hana. But what if it's a hot day? So you're not getting any hana by wearing the coat anyway. So not only is it eino mechavein, but you're also not getting hana. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would say that's mutter. I would have thought it's aser because it says lo yale olecha, kamash malan, that no, that it's permitted because it says lo silbash shatnes. Okay? So that's why I need the pasuk of lo silbash shatnes after it says lo yale olecha. Now why do I need hala? And if the Torah would have just said, don't wear it, I would have thought that's only mamish if you're wearing it. But what if you're draping it, but you are getting hana? What if you're a moicher kesus, and you are getting hana because it's a cold day, and you're mechaving to get hana? I would think perhaps that halah is permitted. In other words, we just said halah is mutter when you're in a mechavein, or perhaps on a hot day. But how do I know that halah is taka aser when I am mechavein? So if it would have said lo silbash hava amino davka levisha, I would think davka if you're wearing it, the nafish hanayasa where there's a lot of hana, aval halah, but halah, loy, I would say not. So kasav rachmano lo yalo alecha. So therefore the merciful one said, lo yalo alecha. Okay, so Rabasi, we got to get it, we have to have both psukim. Why? If it would say lo yale olecha, I would think any halah is aser, even where you're not mechavein for hana. So therefore it says lo silbash, it's only dumyo de levisha. And if it would say lo silbash, I would think any halah is mutter. Meaning if it would just say lo silbash, I would think all halah is mutter, even if you're getting hana. So don't tell me it's mufna, don't tell me it's extra, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's doresh smuchim because it's not extra. I need loy silba, I need loy yale olecha in kedoshim, and I need loy silbash in kiseitze. Says the Gemara, it's still extra. You know why? It's extra mati. Im kein lichta rachmano loy silba shanis. Because then let the Torah just say, don't wear shanis. Fine. I need lo yale olecha in kedoshim. I need lo silbash in kiseitze. But why in kiseitze does it say lo silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim? I know what shatnes is. How do I know? Says Gemara. Michti. Kasav, it says, Ubeged Kelayim Shatnez Lo Yala Olecha. It already says in Kedoshim, don't wear Shatnez. Now, what is Beged? It says Beged over there. Ubeged Kelayim Shatnez Lo Yala Olecha. V'tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. And they learned in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel. Hoil V'nemru B'toira Stam Begadim. Many times in the Torah it says the word Beged. And one time it says Beged, the Torah identifies the Beged as Tzemru of Pishtim by Tzaras. Uparat l'cha akosav be'achar mehen. And the Torah specified one time that Beged refers to Tzemru Pishtim, and the Torah, Uparat l'cha akosav be'achar mehen, Tzemru Pishtim, it says by one of the Begadim, Tzemru Pishtim. So we learn out through the principle of kol davar shoya b'chlal, v'yotza min ha'klal, loy l'lamed al atzma yotza, el l'lamed ha'klal kula yotza. Now whenever it says beged, it refers to tzemru pishtim, av kol tzemru pishtim. Oh, so I know already that in the Kedoshim, when it says u'beged pishtim, u'beged shatnes kalayim loyale alecha, that beged is tzemru pishtim. So I know shatnes is tzemru pishtim. So why in kiseitze, when it says Loi silba shanis tzemer upishtim yachdav. Tzemer upishtim there is extra. I know shanis is tzemer upishtim. Tzemer upishtim the kasav rachman olamali. Shma mino lafnuye. So we see it's extra. Reb Nosson, you have a good kasha tonight, maybe. Not yet. I'm waiting. Because this gemara was a tough gemara. This is not such pasha gemara. So I don't have any extra, I don't have any goodies. So maybe you'll say something over at the end of the shir. But so the Gemara is saying like this. We're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Huda that we don't darshan smuchim in the rest of the Torah, but in Mishnah Torah we darshan smuchim. It's muchach either because it's muchach, and the reason why it's muchach is because what tzitz is doing juxtaposed to shatnes. Tzitzis should be in Bamidbar by the parsha of tzitzis, fine. But then the Gemara said that it's mufneh. Why is it mufneh? Because it already says shatnes in Kedoshim. The Gemara says, I need both. I need one to tell me halah and one to say levisha. And I need levisha because if it would just say halah, I would think any halah. So the Gemara says, no, it's extra because semer upishtim is extra in Kedoshim. Excuse me, semer upishtim is extra in Kedoshim because I already know shatnes is semer upishtim because it says beged in Kedoshim and Beged, Tana D'Rei Rabbi Shmuel says, Beged is always Semro Pishtim. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's not extra. Just because I know that Shatnes in Kedoshim is Semro Pishtim, that doesn't necessarily mean Shatnes in Kiseitze is Semro Pishtim. V'akati Yitzrich, I still need it. Sa'akidai Techamina, because I would have thought, Ha'alahi D'loi Nafish Hanayasa, that Halah, where it's not a lot of hana, when maybe only when you drape something over, then where it's not a lot of hana, then the only shatness is wool and linen. But levishva, when you wear something, dinafish hanayasa, where there's a lot of hana, ko tre mine asa rachmana, maybe there, you know, shatness is cotton and silk, maybe even that shatness, or canvas and I don't know, what other kind of materials are people wearing these days? I would think canvas and... Someone help me out. Anyone?
Polyester.
Thank you. Who was that?
Gedalia.
Gedalia bailed me out. I would think even canvas and polyester. What is polyester? It's synthetic? What is it made out of? Okay, so I would think any two minim are aser. Meaning, just because I know shatnes by kedoshim of halah is semru pishtim because it says beged, but maybe that's only by halah, but maybe like levisha, any two minim would be shatnes. Ava levisha denafish haniyasa, by wearing where there's a lot of anah, kotre mine aser, all two types are aser. Aser achmana, so kaser achmana, semru pishtim. So right now, we're basically up the creek without a paddle because we want to say that the smichus is extra, but there's nothing extra. because I need both psukim of Isser Shanis, one for Halal and one for Levisha. Just because I know Shanis is Semru Pishtim, because it says Beged and Kedoshim, but I need to know that even in Kiseitze it's Semru Pishtim. Says the Gemara, no. Imkein lishtoi kra mine. If so, the Torah didn't have to say Semru Pishtim by Levisha. You know why? Because it says the word Shatness by Halah. And there it's referring to Tzemru Pishtim because it says Beged, and Tanbei Rabbi Shmuel says every Beged is Tzemru Pishtim. And it says the word Shatness by Loi Silbash, right? It says, Uveged Klaim Shatness Lo Yale Olecha. And there Shatness is Tzemru Pishtim because it says Beged. And it says in Kiseitze Loi Silba Shatness. So make a Gzera Shava that Shatness is Tzemru Pishtim. So then, the Tanud Imkain Lishta Krumi of Deshanja Mehala. I could have made Xer Shava. So therefore Takot Samro Pishtim is extra, and the Xer Shava is Mufna, and even Rabbi Huda doesn't darshan smuchim in Kala Taira Kula, he would darshan over here. Okay? You're good, Rav Aaron? You like that? You like it, no? Okay. Now the Gemara says something very interesting. Oh, excuse me, and the way you read it is V'tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Using the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who learns out that whenever it says Beged, it's Semer Upishtim. So the Gemara has the following Gevaldig Kasha. Are you ready for this Kasha? Many people find different things in Yavam as challenging. This question is a challenge. So right now, how do I know Aseh Doi Chalei Saseh? Very simple. The Torah juxtaposes Lai Silba Shatnes Gedilim Tasilcha, that even when there's an Isser Shanis, you have to make tzitzis. It's not extra. It's extra. Tzemru Pishtim is extra because it says Beged by Shanis in Kedoshim. And there Beged is, according to Tanu Bei Rav Shmuel, is what? Tzemru Pishtim. And I could learn out Gzer Shava Shanis, that by Levisha it's also Tzemru Pishtim. And therefore Tzemru Pishtim that it says by Leisilba Shanis is extra. Says the Gemara, Taima de Kas Rachmana Tzemru Pishtim. The Gemara is saying a Gevaldig Kasha now. The Kasha is, you need to have such a Fardreta Limud of Asei Doi Chaloi Saseh because of a Smichus, and it's extra because I could learn out, according to Tana Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, that Beged is Tzemru Pishtim. So now, and then I could extend the Tzemru Pishtim by Halah to Levisha, so Tzemru Pishtim is extra. I have a much clearer, once you invoke Tanad Bei Rabbi Shmuel, there's a much clearer Raya Aseh Doi Chalei Saseh. V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, V'asu lohem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyem. Wait a second, you want to invoke Tanad Bei Rabbi Shmuel? The Torah HaKadosha, the Holy Bible, you know what the Torah is? That's what God gave us on Mount Sinai. The Holy Torah says, make tzitzis on the corners of your garments, begadim. And the Tanid Bei Rabbi Shmuel says, what's beged? Tzemru Upishtim. The Tanid Bei Rabbi Shmuel, kol begadim tzemru upishtim aim. All garments are tzemru upishtim. Fine. So the Torah then is saying, make tzitzis on tzemru upishtim. And what kind of tzitzis? Tcheles. The Amar Rachmana, and God said, Avid Le Tcheles, put blue wool on garments of wool and linen. Now, what's Tcheles? Is Tcheles wool or is Tcheles linen? The Gemara says, Tcheles Amra. Tcheles is wool. Who? Umimaydi Tcheles Amra. Who? How do I know Tcheles is wool? Mi de Sheish Kisna. Since Sheish is linen, Tcheles Amra. Tcheles is wool. Now, what is that talking about? Look at Rashi. Very interesting Rashi. Rashi, Devei Amasro, Tcheles Amro, Tcheles as well, Mi Deshesh Kisna. from the fact that Shesh is linen, the Chsiv Michnase Bad Shesh Marzar, pants of Bad Shesh Marzar, Ubad Hainu Pishtim. Bad, it refers to linen, Kinda Mefarish, Beboloi Koin Gom Sachas Yuma, Bad Dover Ha'oila Bad Bevad, Tchela Sezimra. The reason is because the ingredients of Bigdei Kuhuna are either wool or linen. Argaman Telash Shani. Now, Bigdei Kuhuna are either wool or linen, and that we learn out from a pasuk in Yechezkel. It says on Yom Kippur they wear linen, and they don't wear wool. Says Rashi Shma Mina that typically their garments was wool and linen, and since Sheish is the linen, so Tcheles is the wool. So let's get this clear. The Torah is saying, "Va'asulhem tzitzis al kanfei vigdeyem." Make tcheles on beged. Beged is wool and linen. So that means the Torah is saying, "Put wool on linen." So once you're invoking Tanidbei Rabbi Shmuel, why do I need a whole fardreta smichus? Gedilim tasilcha is juxtaposed to leisiv shanis, and leisiv shanis is extra because it says tzemro pishtim, and I already know tzemro pishtim because it says beged by halah. And beged there means semro pishtim. And I could make a gzer shava shanis shanis. Very pashut. Once you're bringing in Tandabei Rishmal, the Torah says put tcheles on a beged. And a beged is wool and linen. And tcheles is wool. That means you put wool on a linen beged. Says the Gemara, again, the Gemara says, V'haksiv asulhan tzitzis al kanfei vigdeyem. Tzitzis is wool on linen. Put wool on linen. You know what wool on linen is? Let's see who else is here tonight. Josh. Who's that? My next door neighbor? Wow. Right? You hear the kasha of Josh? Shuki. You hear the kasha? The kasha is that once the Torah says vassal and tzitzis al kanfei vigdeyem, tzitzis is blue wool and you put it on linen. Says the Gemara Itzrich. No. I need the long drasha of the smichos. And I can't just learn it out from the fact that the Torah says, Vasulam tzitzas ha-kanfei b'gdeyam. Sal kedai techamino kederava. I would have thought like Rava. Derava Rami. Rava asked the contradiction. Rava's contradiction is, it says, ha-kanaf, on the corner. Which is a very difficult thing. Of course you put tzitzis on the corner. We already know, already said it, that you put tzitzis on the corner. So why does it say on the corner? Rava has a drasha min kanaf. That tzitzis has to be the same material as the beged. The strings have to be the same material as the beged. Anyone here... Okay, that's a personal question. Anyone here wearing cotton tzitzis right now? You don't have to answer. Nobody answered. Don't make believe I never asked the question. Just ignore me. Never mind. Okay, I'll just... Anyone, could you even hear me? You're muted, so I guess... What? We'll unmute you? Okay. Share, how do I do this? Unmute everyone. There you go. Cotton tzitzis. There's such a thing. There are people in the world that wear cotton tzitzis. What are the strings on your cotton tzitzis made out of? They're made out of cotton. What?
Cotton.
Oh, now everyone's out of the woodwork. Cotton. The answer is cotton. What? I thought tzitzis had to be wool or linen. So this is a very interesting subject. Do you need to wear woolen tzitzis? Or is it okay to wear cotton tzitzis? So that we're going to learn. It's machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel holds only wool and linen tzitzis are chayvin. You're only mekayim a mitzvah if you have wool and linen. Rava holds no. Wool and linen patters all begadim. Other materials only potter their material. So you could have cotton strings as long as the beged is cotton. You can't put cotton strings on a woolen garment. So now, there lahalacha we paskin like Rava. Rava holds all materials are chayiv and tzitzis provided you use that kind of string. But there is a shita and there is a chumra to follow the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who holds only wool as chayiv and tzitzis. So it's considered a hiddur to wear wool tzitzis, because then you know you're mekayim the mitzvah according to all shitais. But says the Gemara, had it not been for the smichos, I would have thought like Rava, because Rava asked the stira. It says hakanaf, which we darshan min kanaf. Yeah, silk is, you could put silk on silk. You could put cotton on cotton. You could put polyester on polyester. You could put canvas on canvas. But then it says uksiv semer upishtim. Ha ketzad, how do we reconcile this? Semer upishtim, wool and linen, poitrin, bein maminam, bein shalai baminam. Wool and linen pater both their min and not their min, meaning wool could pater cotton and linen and silk, and linen could pater cotton and silk. Shaloi b'minon einam shar minon, other materials b'minon patrin, they pater their min. Shaloi b'minon einam patrin, they don't pater a different min. Now, that means I would have thought as follows: just because the Torah says va'asul hem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyem, put tzitzis on the corners of your garment, and we ask that that means it's saying put wool on linen. No, I would have thought like Rava. I would have thought that not necessarily could you put techeles on linen. Look at Rashi. Sakadaita chamina kidarava. Eloi kosa rachmana tsemro pishtim. Had the Torah not wrote tsemro pishtim, have a darshina and hakanaf min kanaf. I would have made Rava's drasha hakanaf, which means that the tzitzis have to be the same material as the beged kirava. Lameimar de la beged pishtim ase pishtan. For linen, you use linen strings. Ulit semer asot semer. And for wool, you use wool. Vitsave tcheles. And when you put wool on wool, color it blue. But according to Rava, maybe you never use, you never make sha'anis tzitzis. In other words, just because the Torah says, put tcheles on va'asulahem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyem, put tcheles on beged, which is samru pishtim, but Rava has a drasha that no, that perhaps would lead us in the direction that you could only put blue wool on a wool garment, not on a linen garment. So therefore, the chiddush of smuchin says you could even put tcheles on klayim. Now, the truth is, when the Gemara says, I would have thought like Rava, Rava himself does not hold that way. Rava himself holds, you could put tcheles on linen. But the Gemara is saying, I would have thought like the diuk of Rava. Rava's diuk is, Rava has somewhat of a stira. It says wool and linen is universal, and it says, meaning it says tzitzis is wool or linen, and then it says you could use any material provided it's the same thing as the material of the beged. And the way Rava reconciles it is that wool and linen is a wild card string, and other minim only work for that min. But according to that, then you don't have clear evidence that you could taka put techeles blue wool on a linen garment. Maybe you could put linen on cotton and linen in other words, you could put wool on any kind of garment. You could put linen on any kind of garment. But cotton, you can only put on cotton. And canvas, you can only put on canvas. So just because the Torah says, v'asulam tzitzas ha-kanfei v'gdeyam, I would have thought like Rava. Now the Gemara has one simple question. What do you mean you would have thought like Rava? Tanei debei Rav Shmuel doesn't hold like Rava. Tanei debei Rav Shmuel holds the only garments that are chayiv in tzitzis are wool and linen. By the way, that's the chumrah of wearing wool tzitzis comes from the shita of Tanei debei Rav Shmuel that a katan beged, you're not mekayim in the midst of tzitzis. Now, we don't paskin that way. As you see from the hay and the vav on the side, the Rambam and the Torah paskins like Rava, but there is a shita of Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel that katan is not chayv and tzitzis. So, you know, we for sure wear a wool talis in deference to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Why do we have a wool talis? Because only wool is chayv and tzitzis according to all deos, but some people are lenient when it comes to their beged katan. It's a nice thing to wear a wool tzitzis as well. Or at least if somebody, is very hot or exercising, that kind of thing, okay, then you put on cotton. Or somebody is extremely uncomfortable in wool. But there is a concept of being mahader to wear wool in deference to the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, but Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like Rava. What do you mean I would have thought like Rava? But Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel less lay the Rava. Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel holds that only wool and linen are chayiv and tzitzis. Look at Rashi. V'atani Rabbi Shmuel less lay the Rava. D'darash hakanav min kanaf. He doesn't darshan hakanav min kanaf. Dola tani Rabbi Shmuel. Talish shoshar minim. Ein chayiv es betzitzis. Tani Rabbi Shmuel holds karin beged is not chayiv and tzitzis. Da beged ksiv. And tani Rabbi Shmuel says only wool and linen garments are chayiv and tzitzis. Says the Gemara, even though that's true, that only that tani Rabbi Shmuel holds only wool and linen are chayiv and tzitzis. But he could have still made Rava's diuk that perhaps hakanaf, maybe wool strings only on a wool garment and linen strings only on a linen garment. So had I not had the extra pasuk of Tzemru, the mufna of Tzemru Pishtim, to explain that we make the juxtaposition of Gedilim Tasalcha, even though Leisil Bashanis, I could have said like Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel with Rava's diuk. Itzrich, I still need the juxtaposition of Tzemru Pishtim, even though Tanya Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan min kanaf l'shar minim, sa'akadai techamina, I would have thought ki diyuka de Rava, like Rava's diyuk, hakanaf min kanaf. That from the word hakanaf we learn out that the string has to be similar to the material of the beged. V'hachi kamarachma, this is what God is telling us. Ovid leit semer letzemer, make wool for wool, upishtim lepishtim, and linen for linen. V'chi avidit semer letzemer, when you make wool for wool, color it blue. Tzave, color it blue. Avot semer lepishtim, wool for linen, upishtim letzemer, and linen for wool. Why? So therefore, that we have an extra pasuk of semer upishtim. Why is it extra? Nachamo, because it says beged by halah. And then beged means semru pishtim, and I could extend semru pishtim to leisubash to the gzereshav shatnas shatnas. So semru pishtim is extra to make the smichus. Kas rachman at semru pishtim da afilu semru lepishtim upishtim letsemer. So basically, according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, we have a makar that asay doich alois asay. But if you don't hold like Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, we don't know Asay Doichalais Asay. So next week we'll find out what do you do if you don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel? How do you know Asay Doichalais Asay? So if this is not clear, Mirtz Hashem, when you chazer it twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times, it will become a little bit clearer. Like when Reb Chaim Velazhner came to the Goyin and he said, I learned Mayed, I don't know, something like a dozen times. And it's still not so clear. So the Goyin says, you think you're going to understand it after 12 times? So the Reb Chaim said, so how many times? 101? Gra says, no. Kol yamecha ba'amoy v'chazar. There's no end. There's no end. So Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya to get this amud clear. And v'chol ha'tayra kula. Shkoyach Rabbeisai, have a great night. Oh, Reb Nosson, you have something for us, maybe? No.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.